If a Torah lifestyle doesn't seem to fit with the Western world, so what do? So you don't, God forbid, change the Torah to fit into the Western world. You adjust your life, that's a Western life, to fit with the Torah. That's what you need to do. Okay, the Hashem gives the Torah to Bnei Yisrael. Kosomar lebeis Yaakov v'saged lebnei Yisrael. Here's what you say to Beis Yaakov and saged lebnei Yisrael. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash that Beis Yaakov is the women and the Bnei Yisrael are the men, which means the women are first. So this is very interesting. The first pasuk, when Hashem talks about giving the Torah, he mentions the women first. So the question is, what's the idea? Why are women first? Rav Moshe writes, men should be first. The word Torah means to teach. Teach the mitzvos. The base purpose of the Torah is to teach us the mitzvos that we need to do. And since men have more mitzvos than women, Hashem should have put the men first. Why the women first? That's a good question. So Rav Moshe says as follows. Rav Moshe says as follows. It's on the right side of the page, the bottom. Umay time hiktim akadosh Hashem yizbarach til rosh anashim. Here we go. We're in the fifth line. Aval. It's the paragraph on the bottom right, the fifth line. Aval hu mishum. Da Torah nitzna la'adeyad. The Torah is given forever. So that's number one. That's our hashkafa. The Torah is going to last forever. Good. Number two. The Torah is given once. Ot pam lo yiskal lo kol kal Yisrael. The Torah says, kol gadol v'lo yasaf lo yosif. It's not going to happen again. The Torah has to last forever. The Torah is given once. In other words, the Torah could say the Torah lasts forever. Every 200 years, Hashem gives the Torah again, and it lasts forever. No. The one Matan Torah that Hashem did a couple thousand years ago has to last forever. So if one Matan Torah lasts forever, that means that what's crucial? Chinuch. Training our children to follow the way. Let's say God would give the Torah every 100 years. Let's say every 100 years give the Torah, like you have eclipse every 100 years. We'll have the Matan Torah every 100 years. So then chinuch wouldn't be a big deal. Why? Let's say your kids so well. And let's say your grandkids, God forbid, went off the derech. But the next generation, they'll get the Torah again and start again. That's okay. But no. The way it is now, that the one Torah has to last forever, so now chinuch becomes crucial. So Rav Moshe says, ze'ef sharak al yidei chinuch habanim ve'abonos. So now, since the one Matan Torah has to last forever, therefore chinuch becomes crucial. And now Rav Moshe writes, hachinuch only works when it starts young. You can't start when you're older. You don't start when you're 16. He says, let's say you say to a person, listen, until you're 16, do whatever you want. Don't do mitzvos, do whatever you want. 16, I'll buy you a car, give you keys, and drive to the Beis Medrash. It's not going to work. Chinuch at an older age, if you start, then it doesn't work. He quotes the Gemara. The Gemara says in Bava Basra, there was one town where, for whatever reason, their first attempt at a yeshiva was when boys were teenagers. So the Gemara says that they would come, they would boatin brabim, they'd kick their rebbes and leave. You can't start when you're 16. You have to train kids when they're younger. So number one, Torah is going to last. One Ma Torah is going to last forever. Two, three, chinuch is crucial. Four, chinuch doesn't work when it starts at an old age. Five, so the crucial is the early age chinuch. What goes on when kids are little, when they're two and three and four, that's when you're training them to get used to doing mitzvahs, to get used to learning Torah, so that when they get older and they go to yeshiva, they'll listen to their rebbeim. Oh, and who is home? Who is home with the kids normally more when they're little? It's their mothers. Chinuch is when they're ktanik ktanim. And shizel davar sheyefshar el limos. Shame the godless as b'neim. Normally, in most homes, it's the mother who's home with the kids more when they're little. Shame the godless am luchayos am aruchani. So Rav Moshe says that the Masorah, the continued success of the Masorah, is dependent upon the crucial early age chinuch, and the responsibility for the early age chinuch falls more on the shoulders of the women than the men. The responsibility for the crucial early age chinuch falls more on the shoulders of the women than the men. And therefore, Rav Moshe concludes, the women play a more important role in keeping the Masorah going. Therefore, Rav Moshe concludes, women play a more important role in keeping the Masorah going, and that's why Hashem put them first, to stress their importance. You guys are going to look for women, young women to marry, and nowadays women have careers, that's the way it is. But a woman, it's important that women, young women know that their main responsibility is preserving the Masorah. And you want to make sure that when you're dating someone, that she's into this idea, and it's okay to have a career nowadays, but the career is not the main thing. The career has to be the second thing. Your primary career is establishing a Torah home. That's the primary career. Excuse me. Obviously, a woman's primary job is to what? Serve Hashem. The way a man's primary job is to serve Hashem. They have different details, but of course, that's a woman's primary job to serve Hashem. But all the Sfarim tell us that the most prominent expression of that primary job is to become a wife and a mother and to raise kids for the next generation. And it's because that's a woman's major role. That's why when Hashem's giving the Torah, He puts the women first. Rav Moshe writes, L'chein hiktim HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kabalas HaTorah es hanashim shirak al yideihen tia kabalas HaTorah k'mur l'chol hadoros l'olam. Once, when the kids are little, they're trained by their mothers. This is a beautiful idea. A mother's called an aim. Ima, aim, aleph, mem. Aim are the first two letters of emunah. What's the idea? A person's mother is the first person, the first thing beyond the baby that the baby learns to trust. I trust something, I believe in something beyond my mother's always there when a baby nurses, and then you get older, your mother's always there for you. So the concept of having belief and trust in a higher being, in Hashem, the training for that is when you start to trust somebody beyond you, that's your mother. So the trust in your mother is the beginning of learning to have belief and trust in Hashem. That's why aim is emunah. That's a nice idea. And this is why Rav Orlovich Shlita says there's something you can never do. You can never do this. You know, sometimes you want to leave the house, the parents want to leave the house, and the kids are complaining. So you have like a 7-year-old kid in the house. You see, they're not coming. They're not coming out, and you're all annoyed. You say, fine, bye, we're going now. We're going now, bye. And then they run out into the car because they don't want to be left home alone. So Rav Orwick says, never do that. You know, people do that. Never do that. Why? Because you know you're not going to leave. You know you're not going to leave. But they're not 1,000% sure. For a 7-year-old to think that his parents might actually leave the house and leave him home is terrible. So that little parenting trick people do to get their kids to come out of the house, never do that, because that goes directly against Yesod. Aim up to Amunah. You know, God.